join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. I don't know. Are we back on? All right. I don't know if we are being because of the content of this discussion. That seems awfully strange. If we are being, I know we're being monitored, but let me see. My guest is Daphna Tackleby. She's with WeAreTheEvidence.org. Daphna, are you still there? Daphna? Happy days are few. I don't know. Yeah, Daphna, are you there? Yeah, I can hear you. It's good to hear you. You know, I wanted to say, before we went to break, in my own home, we've got a couple desktop computers, a laptop, couple of iPads, cell phones, and this is just in my home. And I'm just the average guy, but I know people who are, you know, and then you say the televisions, my refrigerator, you know, microwaves, all of those things that have made life easier, have done some things that we may not know that are harmful to us. And yet our government, I'm a guy who comes on here every day and talks about the fact that I don't trust our government, because entities that are there supposedly to protect us, Food and Drug Administration, amongst others, does not protect us. And so why should I believe that the FCC is going to protect us when business is the most important reality in this country, not the people? So, you know, as the things that you've discussed thus far, you know, I've been around a little while, and I believe that what you're saying is true. There are times that I know I'm a guy who's spending an inordinate amount of time on cell phones because of the type of things that I've done. And there are times that I wind up, and I know that I have headaches that I didn't have before. There's no question about it.
There we go.
And I don't know where it's coming from. You know, when you go and get checked out at your doctor, you know, they check everything else, but they don't check what's happening in your brain. You know, they're not x-raying your brain unless you say something, you know, that leads them to do that. And so, you know, as we have to be cognizant of the information that you are delivering. And that's why I'm going to have you on again and again and again, because we've got to wake people up to what's taking place.
And I agree with everything you said, and I can tell you, to my opinion, after really learning this issue for years, this is probably the biggest fraud that was ever conducted on the public. And you mentioned the FCC and the FDA. So, you know, before the break, we started talking. We actually sued the FCC for saying to the public that its health guidelines are protective. And we filed the lawsuit in February 2020. And on August 13, 2021, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled in our favor. This is, except for the Supreme Court, this is probably the most important court in the country. And they ruled in our favor. They ruled that the FCC decision not to review the guidelines and the statement that there is no evidence of harm is capricious, arbitrary, and not evidence-based. And the court not only criticized the FCC, it criticized also the FDA, because the FCC constantly said, oh, we're relying on the health agency to tell us if there is a problem. And the FDA has told us that there's no problem. So what we showed in that case is that neither the FDA nor the FCC have ever reviewed the evidence. And the court ruled in our favor. We filed with the court 11,000 pages of evidence, and that is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the evidence of harm from this technology.
And but even with that, that hasn't stopped them from putting the towers up.
No, it's not. There's the court, and that's absurd. So people don't know. There is a reason why you don't see cases in court. I mean, the evidence is on our side, but then why there are no cases in which people win multi-million dollars decisions against industry? It's because our right to sue for harms from this technology has been taken away. This is unprecedented. So there is a what's called the Telecommunication Act of 1996, Section 704. It says that you cannot object to installations of cell towers based on what is known as environmental consideration. Environmental mean health. So if they want to put a cell tower near your house, you cannot go and say, hey, I just read this court decision and there's evidence of harm. I don't want you to put this tower here. They said, no, you cannot. It's against the law. Not just that, the court, when people try to sue for the damage that was caused to them, not to stop the tower, let's say the tower is there, now you get sick and you want to sue. Courts rule, no, you cannot sue for damage from cell towers, you cannot sue for damage from cell phone, because if you will be allowed to sue for damages, that will create conflict with the original intent of Congress to have a nationwide network. So you cannot sue to stop this technology. You cannot sue for the harm that was caused to you. And then when the FCC wanted to promote 5G, they also added a lot of regulation that prevents you even to object this installation based on other reasons. You literally cannot object the installation of antennas almost for any reason. So this technology has been forced on us. Yeah.
So even in the face of all of that, and you saw where you fly? What's the name of that industry? I forgot. The planes and
the telecommunication. The airline industry.
The airline industry clearly is opposed to all of these towers going up. They are saying it is causing problems with the airline industry. And you would think, as powerful as the airline industry is, they could somehow impact or affect what is going on with the towers, but yet they can't.
Right. The telecommunication industry, so what happened, you know, they came out with a new type of 5G in January this year. It's called the mid-band frequencies 5G, which is going to be the main 5G technology because the millimeter wave one was a disaster. And, you know, the first do then they think, well, after they wanted to deploy it, it became apparent that those frequencies interfere with critical systems in airplanes, mainly the system that are called the altimeters, which basically measure the distance of the plane from the ground, which is critical when you want to do landing, especially in bad weather. So despite this critical problem, they couldn't stop it. The 5G was deployed. The cell tower have been operate. They have been working, and flights have been canceled, delayed, risked a lot of them under a lot of risk of crashes. It just shows you the amount of power this telecommunication industry has. And the reason is our government decided that this technology is a matter of national security, And, you know, they need this technology now to track you. Basically, we became what I call a running society.
Ms. Tackleby, hang on a second. Let's go to the phone lines.
Yes.
Who do we have up, Sam?
Jackie from Milwaukee is giving us a call. Earl?
Hey, Jackie, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
You're welcome. Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Daphna.
Hi, Jackie.
I'm not doing well because I had to come home to call in because I'm sitting out in the parking lot listening to your show. And I just wanted to, I'm wondering how come some people are so affected by it, like I am, and Daphna is, and others don't feel a thing.
I'll say this, and it's not that others don't feel a thing. I think we ignore it and don't think that it's associated. I don't think that we think it's associated with the cell phone usage. Or the towers, we don't know what it is. I'm sorry, go ahead, Daphne.
No, I think you're absolutely correct. Well, this, Jackie, there's different things. First of all, everyone is affected. The fact that someone is not feeling it right now, it doesn't mean that this is not currently affecting various systems in his body. Cancer takes years to develop. We know that this technology and radiation affect the nervous system, so we know that it's causing MS in people, it's causing Parkinson, it's causing Alzheimer's, it's causing a lot of things. So the fact that he doesn't right now get headache every time he uses a cell phone doesn't mean that he's not affected. And exactly like Earl said, so many people do have symptoms. I believe that 20 to 30% of people have symptoms, including young people. I mean, I know those kids who wear those eye watches get heart palpitation, but they keep on wearing their eye watches, even though they feel it's from the eye watch and they're correct, they keep on wearing it because their government didn't tell them that it's not okay to have heart palpitation from your eye watch. And so there's a complete loss of common sense. Earl, you're absolutely right. People do feel it, and there is a lot of sickness, and you see the sickness is growing, and this is what's causing it. And more people are feeling it. Some people get tinnitus, all those sleep problems that people are experiencing, ringing in the ear, cognitive issues, heart palpitation. All of those symptoms are associated with this exposure. They just don't make the connection. And even if they do, they kind of like keep on using it because, again, loss of common sense and the government didn't tell you that it's not a
problem. We use no wireless here except for the smart meters forced on us. Even with the doctor's letter, with the diagnostic code, they were going to shut my power off in winter because I would not take the new meter, and now I have them all. And 5G came out, and man, so because of the Telecommunications Act, they're allowed to change apartment buildings into cell towers. There's a huge cell tower in a child's park in Brown Deer, right next to their swings, and all of that. A nursing home. Technology, all that technology on top of their building. I mean, it's inhumane.
It is. They put them on in school grounds. They put them, you know, in the children classes. They force this on children. They put them in churches. A lot of, like, the steeples in churches have cell towers in them. It's criminal. And I think that the focus should be convincing those who sign contracts with them to break the contract with the wireless industry. It's unconscionable for a school to put cell towers on the ground. It's unconscionable for a church to put antennas on the church and harming people and killing children. And that's why programs like Earl's are so important, because they educate the public and make the public aware, so they're going to be more and more public pressure, especially on private entities, to remove those towers from those facilities.
So Daphne and Jackie, I need you to hang on. We've got to go to a break. Hang on. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.